Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
At CarPhoneWarehouse.ie, you can shop our range of prepay and SIM-free mobile phones, as well as wearables, headphones, cases, and other accessories. For your convenience, we have also reopened selected stores and have implemented a number of social distancing measures for safer shopping. For details on store reopenings, check out CarPhoneWarehouse.ie.
60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right, in the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet a dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my lovely voice, you can get a TrueCash offer. And best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details just pop up. Answer a few questions, you will get an accurate TrueCash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy, you guys. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions, get the answers you need, so there are no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, guys? So today we are one host short. It is just me, Sheena. Janet was unable to make it. But we have the gorgeous and talented Lala Kent sitting here. How are you?
I'm good, babe.
Good.
We made it happen.
I know, finally, like a year and a half later.
Right?
Yeah.
I love it.
I know, me too. And we're here at your amazing house. I mean, okay, let's just talk about this house for a second, because I know we've seen it on the show with Jeff Lewis.
Yes.
We haven't seen it on Vanderpump Rules. So tell me, how long have you been in here, about all the renovations you've done?
Oh, gosh. We've been in the house for, I think, a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then we started the renovation, which lasted longer than we wanted because our contractor did many things wrong on top of stealing six figures and running away. So the renovation has been like over a year.
That is so insane.
It's insane. But he and his wife have both been served.
Oh, good.
Conspiracy to commit fraud.
I mean, seriously, like what you were telling me the other night when I was here about like the back wall over there.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I didn't realize like how common it was. Like so many people were like, yeah, that happened to me too. And thank God, you know, Rand and I have the means to like get things popping again.
Right.
And basically double pay every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for a family that like budgets out a renovation, if this were to happen to them, I mean, this general contractor would have left them in shambles. They would have a destroyed home.
So was he like referred to you guys or?
Yeah, he was referred to us. And I told Randall, the person that referred him hates us, just so you know.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I mean, from what I see and hear, I mean, I know you have a different contractor now, but I mean, this place looks fucking amazing.
It's pretty amazing. The grounds are just like stunning. You know, you can't get a better location in Zen Home.
Yeah.
And we have kids, so it's like the kid zone.
Yeah. I know. Their little room over there is so cute. I remember seeing you post that on Instagram. I love it.
Their playroom is like my pride and joy.
Yeah.
Because I just want them to always like feel safe and have fun and know that this is like their home where they can play and be free. So that room is just like the goat.
Yeah. No, I love it. Oh my God. So the other night I was looking, I think it was maybe even last night on your Insta story when they did their own makeup.
Oh my gosh. Do you die?
Was that all Give Them Lala Beauty?
So they have Give Them Lala Beauty, of course, yes. Because the 9-year-old harasses me every day for more Give Them Lala Beauty.
I love that.
But yesterday we didn't have a nanny. So like I took them for the entire day. Mm-hmm. And before we like went out and about for our day, I had to obviously work a little bit. So I'm like, I give them breakfast. I put on a cute show. And the next thing I know, Riley, the 5-year-old, comes up with a full unibrow.
I know. I was like, wait, what is that?
Oh my gosh, I die for them. They have the cutest personalities.
They're so adorable.
They are. And like my goal, just like as a stepmom to be, is to make them feel safe in their home. And I think that Rand and I are doing a really great job of that.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell just like the things that both of y'all post, like they always just look so happy and like you guys are always having so much fun. I love it.
So happy.
Yeah.
And like they don't argue a lot when they're, you know how sisters can be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister and I were like 13 years apart growing up. So it was like I was kind of already an adult when she was born. And by the time she was like talking and walking, I was like graduating high school.
Okay.
So we really only, there was only one fight my sister and I ever got in. I literally threw her ass down to the ground. And like to this day, I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't. But it was like she was just in that teenage phase. She was being such a little bitch and was just like being so mean to my mom, our mom.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you don't talk to my mom like that.
Oh, that is so cute.
And it was like,
Sheena.
I just like seriously, like my mom was like in tears. It was like I felt so bad for my sister just being a brat, just being,
yeah,
a
being
15-year-old little brat. And I grabbed her by the hair and I just like threw her down in the kitchen. She's like, I'm going to call the cops. This is child abuse. And I was like, we're sisters. This happens. Like,
this is normal. You know? You're beating the shit out of her.
It was like, but then I felt so bad because I saw the look in her eye after and she looked so scared. And I was like, oh my God. And that was the only fight. And I mean, she just turned 22 yesterday. The only fight we've ever been in 22 years.
Happy birthday, Court.
I know.
So I have to tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
Last night I'm in bed with Rand and he was like, Sheena's hot friend is back. That the girl, she hasn't posted her a lot. I thought they may have had a falling out, that Courtney Aaron. I was like, that's her sister. He was like, that's her sister, the hot blonde one. I was like, yes,
oh
Rand, wake up.
That's so funny.
I know.
Oh my God, dying. I love that. Yeah, so my sister does the majority of my social media for me. She's so good at it. You know, she's just that age. She knows the right.
She knows what the cool kids are doing.
Exactly. Like the GIFs and the filters and the all of that. But I'm like, okay, well, I would be a total asshole to be like, hey, Corey, here's a bunch of pictures of us. Put them together and post it for me, for you, for your birthday.
Yeah, that would be an asshole move.
So I was like, I mean, I have to do this, but I'm like, I want it to look like legit, like the way she does it. I don't want to like half-ass her birthday post because my stories are always really good when she does them.
Right.
So I just texted her and obviously she knew what I was texting her for, but I was like, hey, what's that app you use to make Instagram, like where you can put like multiple pictures on one slide? And she said it was called Unfold. So I downloaded that, but then when I downloaded it, it said it was Made. So I don't know if it's Made or Unfold, whatever it is, the app is lit. You get like a month free. And then I think I have to like unsign up for it because it was like $19.99 a year. But I'm like, I mean, that's really...
text me that because I want that too.
So I love it. So I like open the app and there's
just like a million different like filters and slides. And I'm like, what? I don't know.
Anxiety attack.
So the first one, I totally fucked it up. And I was like, no, you can do better, Sheena. You got this. And so I started scrolling. They had like these film filters and like different like little Polaroid ones. And then it was like, it was so easy. I'm like, I thought like, I mean, I absolutely appreciate everything she does. But here I am thinking she's spending like hours doing my stories when you just get the slide and you just click picture.
Oh, and she's making bank. Just yeah, do it. I know.
I got that.
Courtney Aaron. Hustle, Sheena. But hustle her.
She does such a good job at it. And it's like sometimes, especially when it's like the sponsor posts and stuff, like I've already spent the time like editing them and recording them. I don't want to also have to post and do the swipe up and the words and the this and that. I'm like, here, this is your job. I'm no, like, here's
Sheena,
all the slides.
I so get it. If I could pay someone to breathe for me, I totally would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Sometimes I wish like I could like someone could just like go to the bathroom for you. You know, you're like, I really have to pee, but
all
I don't want to get up. Can you just
all
go for me? But yeah, so I think I did a pretty good job. And I was like, go look at my story. I think I did good.
Yeah, I love it.
So that's so funny that he thought that was my friend.
He did.
Because when you were saying that, I thought maybe he was talking about Brooke. So my maid of honor.
Yeah.
Best friend since high school. We literally used to look like twins. Like there was one time her grandma came in. We were both hostesses together at Marie Callender's and BJ's. And her grandma came in and thought I was her. And the only difference was I have brown eyes and her eyes are your color. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was so funny. We just like we had this like twin thing, but matching tattoos, and just in our what like almost 20 years of being friends, we've had a couple little falling outs, as a lot of people do.
Right.
But hey, Lily.
Hey, okay, come here. Stop it.
Aww.
I'm trying to do the shenanigans podcast.
She just wants to be a part of it. Hi, honey. So, recently we had a falling out over the stupidest thing. It was literally over something like I posted on Instagram. It was so dumb. And it was just like, and then, you know, it was like she got upset about it. And then it was like a week went by, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. And like recently I was just like, you know what? This is so dumb. Like she probably doesn't even remember why we're not talking anymore. I couldn't even remember. And then something got brought up about like Instagram. I was like, oh my God, that's why we were fighting. This is so dumb.
Sheena, sometimes I feel like you surround yourself with very high maintenance friends.
Sometimes I think I do.
It's a lot of work. When I hear about your friendships, I'm like, oh, cut this hoe. She's a lot of work.
But I reached out. And it was just like, I saw her the next day.
Normal.
Literally, it was like nothing ever happened. Like okay, the last like great. 2 years hadn't passed. She came over to my parents' house. We had a pool party. My dad, mom, they were so happy to see her. And like, I'm doing my sister's birthday dinner back home tonight. She's going to like come back to LA with me and stay with me for a couple days. And it was just like nothing ever happened.
I love it.
Yeah. But
a real friendship is when you can bounce back.
And that's the thing. And that's what, like, I mean, and we've seen that on the show with our friendships. I was saying this about like Stassi and I was comparing her to someone new in our friend group who I didn't vibe with at first.
Right.
But now we're friends.
Totally.
And I was explaining this to one of my friends yesterday because they're like, wait, but like you and her are cool now. And you guys stay tuned and you'll find out. And I was like, you know what? I go, honestly, it's very similar to how Stassi and I started out. Like in the beginning, there was something about me that she just didn't like. We did not vibe.
Right.
We just didn't get along. I never did anything to her. This girl never did anything to me. We just didn't vibe. We weren't clicking.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like Stassi and I were inseparable. Like at the end of season one, going into season two, I mean, we did everything
together.
You
broke your face with her.
Yeah,
the teeth.
Literally, she was the only person there with me that night. Like, now it's like we can laugh about it because it's been 7 years.
Right.
But I remember that night when it happened. She was like, Sheena, you looked like the devil. It was like I was like screaming. I mean, I like get up from the floor at this restaurant. I have blood everywhere. I don't even know where my phone is. I lost my phone and my dignity that night and a tooth. But I like get up and I was just like, oh my God, like this tooth was just like wiggling. It was like halfway chipped off. It was wiggling. I could have pulled it out.
That is disgusting.
And it's my front tooth. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And so I'm like talking, I'm like, I'm screaming. And I also can't speak normally because I'm missing a couple of teeth and there's a couple more chips. So I'm like trying to talk. I'm hysterical. And she's like looking at me like scared and trying not to laugh at the same time.
Cause she loves scary shit like that.
And so then she had drove that night. I wasn't even drinking that night. Literally, Shay and I got in a fight way earlier that night. I wasn't drinking. I sat at the bar. That's why I was like, you guys can pull the fucking security footage and watch me sit in that booth for 3 hours and drink water. I didn't even so much as have a sip of Schwartz's Corona.
Wow.
So I'm like, you can't even try, like,
because that was probably like in the case,
yeah,
that you filed. It was probably something where it was like she was hammered. She,
yeah, exactly. Like, oh, she just fell and she was drunk. I was like, no. I was not, watch the tapes.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, it took so long to get the security footage. But then when you get it, I'm like a fucking giraffe on like an ice skating rink and just like boom, down on my face. She has to drive me home. And I'm just like, I can't find my phone. I'm like, oh my God, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I'm freaking out. I had a BlackBerry back then. That's how long ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Stassi and I were team BlackBerry, I think until season 3. We were like, we are not getting an iPhone.
You know
we're
what?
Not conforming.
Most people are team BlackBerry because they're yeah. more secure.
I loved it. So she's driving me home and I'm like, I get her phone. And then my mom didn't really know Stassi because we'd only been friends like, I mean, maybe 6 months. And so she didn't really know her like well enough to have her phone number saved. So I call my mom at 2 a.m. hysterically crying. She thinks I'm being raped and murdered.
Oh my
it's
God.
A New Orleans phone number calling her. And I'm like, and then I had to like give the phone to Stassi because I also
you couldn't talk.
I couldn't talk. And so Stassi's explaining what happened. And then it's like she takes me home and I'm like, thank you. I was telling you,
thank you, Stassi.
And then I'm like, I can't find my keys. I can't find my phone. Shay and I were really, really broke back then. We were living with a roommate. And so I'm like banging on the door. My roommate answers and I'm like, ah! With like blood everywhere, missing
Did
teeth.
She think you were like joking around?
It was a gay guy, our friend Tin. Who
Did he think you were
with.
Joking around?
No, he was just like shook. It was like he was staring at like a ghost. He was just like, oh my God. So he goes and gets Shay. And this was when Shay was still drinking. So he had went home, passed out drunk, like wakes up in like a daze and was just like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I can't go. I'm not going to go to the hospital for broken teeth.
Oh, I would.
Like, but I knew there was nothing else broken. It wasn't my nose. It wasn't my chin. And I'm like, also, I can't drive myself right now. I don't have a phone. Like, Shay can't drive me. So I'm like, I guess I'm just going to sit in bed awake until the dentist opens in the morning.
No, Sheena.
Yeah. So from like 2:30.
Wait, was Uber a thing back then?
No, there was no Uber back then. Ugh. Like this was in 2012. Yeah, this was like 7 years ago. So I just literally sat up in bed just with my thoughts, no phone, waited until the sun came up and
I would have
drove
started
straight
drinking.
To the dentist.
There's no way I would have had
I couldn't
to
put anything in my mouth.
Oh, no, that sounds like my worst nightmare.
It was the worst. And then, like, after, like, a couple months later, like, I've got them, like, temporarily fixed. And then now, like, Stassi and I are back, like, not friends. And I'm, like, in New York at the Upfronts event, the biggest red carpet I've ever done in my entire life. I have a flipper in my bag in case my tooth falls out on the red carpet.
You're such a gangster.
No one was talking to me. It was, like, Sandoval was the only one who was, like, nice and put his arm around me in the group photo.
Wait, because people didn't like you?
Because they thought that, like, I agreed to a work thing without their permission. And they were like, we're a group. We need to stick together. And I was like, no, I didn't do that. It was just like
right.
such miscommunication. They thought that like my manager was agreeing to something their manager didn't. And I was like, no, that was not it. And then
you're like, we're not in sync, boo.
Exactly. And so the only good thing that came out of that was I was by myself at this Upfronts event. I've never watched a show on Bravo. I knew a few of the Shaws just because we had met at events and stuff.
Yeah.
But I ended up meeting Priscilla D'Estacio, who does our makeup for Watch What Happens
right?
Live. I met her and all the Jersey like house husbands and wives that night. And I was like, I never would have met them if I was just with my clique hanging out with my friends the
right.
whole time. So it was like.
But that's so you, I feel.
Yeah.
Like you like. New experiences and people and you're really good at like not staying in a comfort zone.
Yeah.
I'm not so great at that.
Yeah.
I like my familiar faces.
Mm-hmm.
I like not a lot of people around me.
Yeah. And I'm such a social butterfly.
You are a social butterfly.
Yeah.
And I do not hate on you for that for 1 second. But
it bites me in the ass.
It bites you in the ass. And your new groups that you bring around send my anxiety through the fucking roof.
I know.
But I appreciate your your open-heartedness and open mind. You're so, you have zero baggage and bitterness.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of baggage, but
it doesn't show.
So speaking of new people I've brought into the group, did I tell you, this is something we've been talking about on Shenanigans, so I feel like I should update my listeners. Did I tell you Adam texted me the other night?
Wait, hold on. You were at my house. Do you remember? Ran held a poker game.
Yes, the other night.
And I invited my girls and my gays.
Yes.
And you read the text message.
Okay, I did tell you.
From Adam.
Yes. So just to tell you guys. So it's Danica, one of the girls who works at Sir. It was her birthday at Dave & Buster's last week. We're there. It's midnight. And I get a text from him that says, hey, how are you? And I'm like, motherfucker, it's midnight. Like, I haven't talked to you in a month and a half.
Like me and my pussy are doing just fine.
Yeah, we're not cool anymore. But then I remember, I was like, oh shit, I have red receipts on for him. So he saw I read it.
Yeah.
And didn't answer. So 10 minutes later, he's like, oh, I'm not trying to start any problems or anything, blah, 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 blah. But said he still had a key to my apartment on his keychain and didn't know if I needed it back.
But keep in mind, this is not like a fob where, like, no. when you aren't renting or leasing at a place anymore. This is like a key. You can have made at a kiosk.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yes. I literally went to the little place at Ralph's and made like five keys for when I'm out of town. Like sometimes Janet will check on Penny in Salem. Sometimes Adam would, my sister, my mom. Like I just made a bunch of keys. It's not a fob. It's not a remote. It's nothing like that.
Like you're not going to get charged if you don't return it to the leasing office.
No. And I was like, okay. And then I still didn't answer. He sees I read it. And then he's like, okay, well, otherwise hope all is well. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave your ass on red. I don't ever do that. Anyone who knows me.
You don't.
If I don't respond to a text in 5 minutes, I always say I'm in a massage and a podcast or you should be very concerned.
Yes.
And there was 24 hours on Friday and Saturday, me and a friend had a little like staycation at my place and I just ignored my phone for the day. It was the nicest, most freeing feeling just like being with someone who like I didn't feel like I needed to be on my phone. I didn't want to be on my phone. But then I would like check in every couple hours. My mom's like, hello, you okay? I'm like, mom, you're from five of my friends. You have my location. You see, I'm at home.
Right.
I'm not dead at home. I'm just at home. So I leave him on red.
I'm so happy you did that.
Yeah,
how empowered
too.
Did you feel?
So empowered.
Yes.
So, but I was like, you know, I can't not respond. So I'm like, I just responded the next day and I was like, hi, doing well. Don't think you really reached out about a key. Don't need it. Is there something else you needed or wanted to ask me? And literally like immediately he responds with this like long message saying he just wanted to make sure I didn't need it, wouldn't get charged. And that was it. He has no ill will towards me, regardless of how I feel about him. He never did anything with bad intentions, never meant anything malicious. Was like, I really, really always tried to be honest with you. I genuinely wish all the best for you. I hope you know if you were ever in need of anything at all, you could always reach out to me. And I'm like, what the fuck would I
you
need
know what's so
from
crazy,
you,
though,
Adam?
Is it's like there were times that you were in need of somebody. And where was he?
Exactly.
I feel like words are just that.
Yeah.
I cannot do anything with your words.
Mm-hmm.
Your actions, that fulfills me in every way.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I've had to learn slowly. So Rand and I went to Scottsdale, Arizona for like a little getaway retreat. And while we were there, we met with a couple's therapist two of the days. And I feel like even if you are in a relationship and you're doing impeccably well, it is great to check in with someone.
Totally.
Yes. And she taught me so much, Sheena. Like, you have no idea. I've learned that we cannot control other people. And, you know, like, this is stuff my mom will say, but when you hear it from someone who's, like, educated,
totally,
it means a completely different
thing. It's totally different, yeah.
You cannot worry about what other people are doing and how they're trying to affect you. And the moment that you take the power back and you realize that all these people, the atoms of the world, are trying to keep their claws in you, whether it's positive or negative,
yeah,
they thrive on attention, good or bad.
Yeah.
And it is blood sucking.
Yeah.
They're leeches.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you let that message go.
Oh, and then this last one, yes. If you ever need anything, I just left him on red. It's been over a week.
Amazing.
And I'm like, I kind of just like want to respond. I'll be like, thanks, hope all is well. And I'll be like, it took you a fucking week to respond. Thanks, hope all is well.
I think you shouldn't respond at all.
I don't think I'm going to. It's been a week and
again,
I've thought about it so
that's
much.
That's attention.
And I'm just like, you know what, like, and Janet had a good point. She goes, guys have this like sense of like, you know, whether he's been like creeping on my story. We unfollowed each other. Like, I unfortunately, which I felt really bad about, but I unfollowed like some of his family. I unfollowed all of his friends because I'm just like, I just, when I'm done with someone, I'm done with them. And I right. went back to him so many times, but I never like canceled him. I never said anything negative about him on my podcast. Like, right. I just was still like, no, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. And then this last time, like, he was just so disrespectful to me to go on a romantic vacation with this girl who he's lied to me about for months.
Wait, I didn't know about
this. You didn't know this?
No.
Oh, my God. Lala. Okay, short version because we've already talked about this. So I'm on the plane coming back from Kentucky.
Okay.
And I'm getting all of these screenshots sent to me, but I'm on the plane, and even with Wi-Fi, tap to download. I can't download them. And I'm like, Janet, what the fuck are you sending me? And she was like, Adam has a girlfriend. I'm like, no, he doesn't. And I was like, oh, you mean his friend so-and-so? Like, no. I was like, they went to college together. Like, I was like, she's dating one of his friends. They're just homies. And she was like, I don't know. They were posting some stuff. I'm like, yeah, but I go, think back to when I was with Rob and things Adam and I would post that could look couple-y, but like, I was in a relationship. It wasn't like right. that. I'm like, we were just friends. So then I get, when the plane lands, I get more screenshots sent to me, and it's 100% a romantic vacation in Tulum. How the fuck can you afford a romantic vacation in Tulum? And I'm sorry, you're
because
dating someone?
Been saving all that money because you were his sugar mama. He got that savings.
So he told me, I saw him a few days before I left for Kentucky, and he left for Atlanta for a shoot.
Okay.
He came over, we hung out, we didn't have sex, but we crossed the line.
Okay.
That we shouldn't have. It had been a couple months. Shouldn't have crossed the line, but we did.
Okay.
So I go to Kentucky. He goes to Atlanta. And I texted him on Friday, and I was like, oh, how's ATL? And he was like, oh, not there anymore, in Mexico. Just got to Mexico. And I was like, huh? I was like, Mexico? I thought you had a shoot in Atlanta. He didn't respond. And I was like, wow, okay. I really know nothing about your life anymore. Like, I thought we were getting back on a good track, but guess not. Whatever. I was like, all right, well, see you when you get back. And so we both got back Monday night. I get all of these screenshots sent to me. I am just boiling inside.
Yeah.
So I texted him that night, and I was like, hey, just landed, making sure you got back safe. He texted me back the next morning. He's like, hey, sorry, I was sleeping. He's like, yeah, I got back last night and just passed out. And I was like, oh, I go, so what was going on down in Mexico? Or I asked him if he wanted to get lunch. And he's like, I can't, I'm busy. And I was like, so what was going on down in Mexico? And he's like, nothing was going on, in quotations. He's like, I just extended my trip to a vacation. I'm like, with who? And he tells me her name. And I was like, I thought she was dating your friend. And he's like, they're not together anymore. And I was like, okay, then this all makes sense. And he's like, what makes sense? And I'm like, you're dating her. Literally, like, you guys are on this. And he was like, don't even give me shit. He's like, if I try to keep track of all the guys you've dated since we... And I'm like, Adam, first of all, I've never done a static post with a dude on my page. If I were to, out of respect for you, I'd give you a heads up. He was like, you used to post shit with Max all the time. And Max is going to be here soon, ladies and gentlemen. So I was like, I specifically remember when Max and I were dating, I posted like one thing of our wristbands at a Chargers game, a group thing at Malibu Wines, and a group game night. Never anything romantic, out of respect for Adam. So I was like, no, I've never done that. And yes, I have been seeing people over the last like 6 months, but I haven't posted anything because I respect you, whether you think so or not. Clearly, you don't feel the same about me. And he's like, I'm not doing this via text. This is now not a long story making short. I'm just giving you it all. So
I love it. I'm sipping on this tea.
I meet up with him at the rooftop of the place he works at. We sit down. He literally takes his fucking shirt off. Abs, tan. Like, and just sits there and was like, sup. And I'm like, you really need to take your shirt off. The bar's not even open. I can't even have a fucking rosé. I'm just like staring at him, cotton mouth, fuming. And I'm like, are you going to explain
what
yourself?
What was the point of the shirt coming off?
I don't know. It was hot outside. He wanted to show off his Mexican tan and perfect abs. Like, I'll give him that. He's got a great body. But like,
so weird, Sheena.
Ew, it was so douchey, you know?
Such a douche move.
And basically, he was just like, I mean, this conversation was wrapped up in all of 2 minutes. He, first he asked me if I was mic'd. Then he asked me if I was recording this conversation. I was just like, I'm literally trying to salvage the bare minimum of what's left of our friendship. I'm not trying to catch you in a fucking lie here, dude. No.
Oh, Adam, no one cares about you on Vanderpump Rules. You're only relevant through Sheena. Sorry. Exactly. Sorry.
So he was just like, basically, he's like, I mean, yeah, like we were just friends. And then, you know, one thing led to another and like it happened. And I'm like, okay. And I don't fault you for that. Things happen. But I'm like, don't you think out of respect for me, you could have given me a heads up instead of me finding out from fans and friends on Instagram? And he just like didn't get it. And I'm like, Adam, I'm like, that's so hurtful. Like, I was literally in love with you last year. I poured my heart out to you and you just said, I can't commit. But you're committing to her. So had you just sat me down before this trip, the night you were at my fucking apartment and said, look, just so you know, things with so-and-so and I have kind of like taken a turn. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I felt like I couldn't commit to you. I'm going to see where this goes. It might not work out. Out of respect for you, I just want you to know this. I asked him, I said, if either of us start dating someone, can we please let the other person know first before he was seen at Tom Tom with her? And Max and Janet were there that night. I mean, Max fucking works there. And they're like, just so you know, Sheena. And then I asked him about the next day. I'm like, are you dating someone? He's like, no, it's just a friend visiting from college. She's a fan of the show. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm being crazy. No, he's been dating this chick. They went to Dodger games together. He took her to the beach. Like, all of this shit. She's been coming out here for months.
I hate that.
And he never even told me. And I muted his ass, like, back in February. So I haven't seen any of his posts. And I told everyone, I don't want to know anything. Like, if I see it, I see it. But don't tell me.
Don't send it to me.
But when it was this vacation, my friends are like, we need to tell you this.
Yeah.
So.
Was that, like, the nail in the coffin for the friendship?
100%. By him saying, so this is what he said. He goes, I don't know why I didn't tell you. He goes, maybe I didn't want to hurt you. And I go, Adam, it's going to hurt either way. It would have felt better hearing it from you than finding out on Instagram. And he goes, if it was going to hurt you either way, what's the difference? And I was like, you know what, bro? The difference is, had you been a fucking man and told me to my face, you would still have a friend in me, but you don't.
But Sheena, he doesn't care.
Good luck and goodbye.
Exactly. I mean, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but no. He doesn't care about you.
If he did, he wouldn't have treated me like this.
That's what I mean.
So that's why
you can't expect these people to like give you the courtesy heads up. No. When they've shown you over and over again that they don't care that much about you.
I mean, it's just like everything I did for him. I'm like, I don't want to regret it because we did like share a lot of like fun memories and shit together. And, you know, live and learn. It was an experience or whatever you want to call it. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Right.
Adam was a season.
Totally.
Literally one season of Vanderpump Rules.
You've had a lot of seasoners.
But like just the fact that he just felt no remorse and felt like he owed me absolutely nothing.
Those types of people are scary.
Yeah, I walked out of there. He didn't try and chase me. He didn't try and text me. This was like 6 weeks ago, 6-7 weeks ago.
Okay, so you're not talking to him at all?
No.
Not even responding to
that? No, that's why I left him on read and I was going to respond the next day. I was like,
I won't allow you to.
And I was talking to Max about it because like it's funny that after we dated, like now we're like such homies. Like Max is the guy I go to for like my guy advice, even though he usually gives terrible advice. But he's just someone I'm like who I've been so close with, who knows Adam, who was literally my rebound from Adam.
Right.
So I was just like, do I heart it? Do I respond? And he was just like,
nothing, nothing.
Don't say anything.
That's what I'm telling you. What the therapist said to me.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad attention is still attention. You cannot give these clowns attention. And I've learned that because like right now I'm dealing with some bullshit. Like, you know these clowns that want to slide in your DMs 500 times to let you know that you're ugly or whatever the fuck else they want to tell you.
I know.
And it's like, dude, you need to, I'm seeing a therapist and I'm like a happy person.
Yeah.
Like, go get help for your mental.
Right.
This is not normal behavior.
Yeah.
Like,
and honestly, like as hard as it was letting go of him because he's the closest person in my life over the last like 2.5-3 years.
Right.
The second I walked out of there, and also we're on the rooftop of like an 8-story building and the fucking elevator was broken.
Oh, I hate that. You're like pressing the button.
Running down these fucking stairs because I didn't know if he was going to come after me or whatever. So I'm like running down the stairs and then I get to valet. The valet is not there. I'm like, I need my car. I need to get out of here. Like, I just wanted to run away.
Yes.
But the second I left and then I went over to one of our mutual friends' houses, the girl I didn't vibe with, but now we're friends.
Okay.
I told her everything. I felt so much better. And I was like, you know what? We're going to podcast about this. And then I drove straight to Kristen's and we podcasted about it. And after that, I was like, oh my God, I feel like such a weight lifted. Like, yeah. As sad as I am to lose him in my life, it's just like, I don't have to worry about him anymore. I don't have to take care of him. I don't have to worry about him. It was just like, you know what? You're someone else's problem now. You could have had me, and I'm sorry to toot my own horn right now. Any guy who lets me go is a fucking idiot.
I've said that to Rand, and Rand has said that to me. Like, you're so cool. You're, can I tell you, you're so different. I hate to say, like, in real life, but I mean, without cameras on, you are a different person, Gina.
That's what I love about doing this show, is because it's completely unfiltered, unedited, and it's like you actually get to know me. It's not just an edited version on Vanderpump Rules.
I agree.
Yeah. So I always tell people, I'm like, if you don't like me on the show, like, just listen to one of my podcasts, and if you still don't like me, then you just don't fuck with me. That's fine.
That's fine.
I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
There was this girl, so this like YouTuber fitness chick, I don't know if you saw it on my gram, but she accidentally uploaded a video of her like beating her dog. Yeah.
Wait, was it the one who put it in the dryer?
Not that one. So she was filming, she turned on her computer to do some like fitness thing, and her dog was like excited to see her, kept jumping on her, and she like punches it, spits on it. The dog is crying. She accidentally uploads that instead of the edited version.
Oh, my God.
Well, I fucking, like, I'm not a troll on the gram. Like, I stay to myself. But when it comes to, like, my orcas, my dogs, trophy hunting, I go insane. And I troll people to death. And she slid in my DM and was like, I was such a fan of yours. I can't believe this is how you feel. And I was like, bitch, I don't want you as a fan.
Right?
Bye.
No.
Like, forget about it. Oh, she wants. Oh, we got to give them Lala on the Shenanigans podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, I would rather lose a follower than have someone like that fucking follow me.
Like, if you don't like me as a person, like, I'm not tripping on that.
No.
But, like, please get your mental right and don't DM me how much you hate me.
Yeah.
That makes you look crazy. I'm still unaffected.
Did you see when I posted the DM? And I never, like, put haters on blast or anything.
Yeah.
But the one of the girl telling me that I should do everyone a favor and overdose.
Yeah, I read that.
That, I was like, okay, this needs attention. And I was like, I'm not going to post it and be like, everyone go and attack her, because then I'm no better than her. But I'm like, this is something that like I'm very passionate about, with like the cyberbullying. Like, I cannot imagine being a teenager in this day and age with Instagram and shit. Like, it was bad enough in eighth grade I would have death threats like sent to me. Like, the teacher's aide would come into the class and give like the slip to the teacher and drop a note like on my desk, and it would be a gravestone like with my name, and it was like, watch your back after school. And like, I would get all of this shit, and it was like scary. I got suspended from school. I'm a perfect straight A student and like honors, all of this shit.
Yeah.
And I got suspended because this girl was like trying to start a fight with me. And then I'm like getting like all of these death threats and like just getting bullied. I had a pager back in the day, and I would get 187-403-DIE-HO every morning. They would just like page me this shit, and it was like not that many people had my pager number. It was my friends, as I say in quotes.
Sheena.
Literally. And I didn't know who all it was until like the end of eighth grade. And like, it's funny because some of these girls, like, I'm friends with on like Facebook.
How are you not scarred from these people? So where I know, but why is it like, because you let a lot of newbies in.
I think why I do is because of that. Because like, I don't ever want people to feel excluded and to feel left out, because that was me in eighth grade. I had this whole group of friends who constantly like didn't want to include me, because where I went to school, it was a very Hispanic neighborhood, and I'm half white. And I was the white girl at school who didn't fit in, who all the boys thought was pretty. And the girls didn't like that.
No, girls don't like that.
And so the last day of eighth grade, you know what I did?
What?
I said, you meet me at this address after school, and we're going to handle this like adults.
Oh, shit.
We weren't adults, but we get there and we go, okay, ground rules. Take your rings off. No rings. We're going to fucking do this. And I beat the shit out of her.
I love you so much for that.
It was the only fight I've ever been in, but I was like, I am so sick of being bullied. There was one of the worst nights. There was a slumber party, And I literally sat up all night until the sun came up and then called my mom and said I woke up early and for her to pick me up. And there was no cell phones back then. This is in 1997.
You had to like use the parents' phone, home phone.
At that slumber party, it was for like my friend's birthday. And it's like, for me, it was like better to be friends with the mean girls than to not have any friends at all. It's pathetic. Right. But it just, I was. And at this party, one of my friends got her hair cut and she like wanted a short bob. And I've always had the really long hair. And they're like, are you next? And I was like, no. Like, I'm never cutting my hair. And they're like, well, you better not fall asleep or your hair will be cut.
Oh, so you were scared.
And I was like, what? And then I like go in my bag and they had like poured like salsa and like shit like all over my bag and my clothes. And like they like threw like an egg at my head like when we were like playing a game. It was like, and like this girl's like little sisters were like in on it. Like these like 10-year-old little girls were like bullying me. And I'm just like, I was so scared to fall asleep because I was like, oh, I'm going to wake up and it's going to be like, I know what you did last summer. I don't even think that movie was out yet. But it like would have been like that when like she wakes up and it's just like, I was terrified. So I just sat up all night trying not to cry, trying to just like be cool and be strong. And I never told my mom any of these stories. I said, like, she didn't even know I got in a fight because I kicked this girl's ass. She got suspended, or not suspended, grounded all summer because she went home with a fat lip and a black eye and her mom knew she got in a fight. My mom didn't know I got in a fight.
That's so gangster.
So I told myself, I was like, the day I graduate high school, I'm going to tell my mom about the day I graduated eighth grade. And
hell,
I did.
Yes.
Four years later.
What was her reaction?
She was devastated because it was like my sister was just born and I didn't want to, like, I've always been such an independent, strong person and my parents are amazing. If I would have told them I had an issue, they would have been
there. They would have been there.
But I just wanted to deal with it on my own. I'm like, they have a baby and like I loved my little sister and I didn't want to take anything away from her. I'm like, I've already been a kid. Like, I've already had that time. Like, I just wanted her to have my parents like fully for her.
Yeah.
And I just like never said anything. And my mom was like, this like breaks my heart. Like, I wish I knew. And I'm like, but I didn't want to burden you with it or bother you with it. But deep down, I think she knew that something was wrong because I was forced to go to private school for high school. And thank God, because if I would have went to public school in Azusa, I mean, I probably would be 40 pounds heavier and have 5 kids by now.
Yeah.
And like,
and now all these little bitches that bullied you are sitting at on Monday drinking wine, watching you on TV.
And oh my God. Okay. Crazy thing. So the girl I got in the fight with, I ran into her. It was like in 2008. So probably like 10 years after eighth grade.
Okay.
I had a Toyota, a regional commercial that was on.
Okay.
I'm at TGI Fridays. And
was Vanderpump on?
No, not yet. This was like 3 years before Vanderpump.
Okay.
So I had just had like a couple commercials and things that were on like television.
Right.
And I'm in the bathroom at Fridays and I see this girl and she's like, Sheena. And I was like, Marlene, what?
Her name's like, Marlene.
Marlene.
Yes, it makes the story so much better.
And I was like, oh my God. And she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, how are you? She's like, I saw you on TV. Like, that's so cool. Like, we should hang out. I'm like, this and that. I'm like, oh, because I'm on TV. Now you want to hang out with me.
All these little bitches come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. No.
Isn't it amazing, though?
It really is.
Just all, like, if I can give advice to anybody, it's to let that, the bullying and things, add fuel to your fire.
Totally. Like, let it motivate you.
Let it motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
Retreat from those people. And because from the time I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to be on TV one day.
Yeah.
You're all going to be watching me.
Yep.
Asking me to give you money, which I've had multiple times.
Give them
it's like,
Lala.
Bitch, I'm not giving you that give them Lala beauty money. Right? You're out of your mind.
I know.
I need a few more Chanel bags.
Yeah. Can we talk about your closet?
Always.
Okay, we're going to do a Snapchat in your closet so I can post it when this is up tomorrow because that is just like closet goals.
It's pretty amazing, right? I gave Randall the tiniest corner.
I know.
I love it. The tiniest corner.
He's lucky he even got that.
He was like, oh, well, what do you just want to move me to the guest bedroom closet? I was like,
is that an option?
Because we can arrange that.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, it's just like, I love that I can see all my stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because before I like kept my bags, like I was relatively organized at the apartment for like the amount of space I had.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I'm like, what bag do I even wear with this outfit? Like, I can't remember what bags I have. And now it's like, pull it from the collection and on my way.
I know. I need to reorganize my closets because I literally just go with the same black bag every day because it's easier. And I have so many cute bags at home, but they're just like not on the right display.
You got to display them so you can see.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And I have the whole extra room at my apartment that's basically just a display of my makeup and sunglasses.
Your sunglasses. Yeah.
I robbed a Lens Crafters.
Do you remember I said that? Yeah. I think it was last season. I was like, what, did she rob a Lens Crafter?
I have the same at my house in Palm Springs because I have so many sunglasses.
And what did James say? He was like, no, she's not the one that robbed sunglasses.
Yeah.
Or stole sunglasses. That is fucking hysterical.
So funny. But I have six more pairs now from Key, which everyone thinks that it's pronounced Quay, the Australian sunglass brand.
Oh, is it Key?
Brand. It's Key.
Q-U-A-E?
Q-U-A-Y.
Or what did I just say?
Q-U-A-E?
Yeah, it's a Y. I don't know why I added
So it looks like Quay, but it's pronounced Key.
Oh my God. Yeah. Key, I love that.
So Chrissy Teigen has a collection with them right now, and I went to the launch for it the other night. And the craziest thing is having John Legend come up to you and say he's a big fan.
Dude.
I was like,
the craziest.
I'm
right?
Sorry, what? Like, I am a big fan. Like, and like, let's take photos. I'm like, okay.
It's crazy when people that are actually famous for having mad talent are a fan of yours. You're like, what? Like, when people come up to us, Sheena, and they're like, can I get a picture? I'm so grateful.
Totally.
But I'm like, why? Like, I could see if I were Beyonce, like, fuck yeah.
Totally.
But like, me. What are you gonna do with it?
I've had some people like cry, like their heart's racing. They say that I've made their entire trip or year. And I'm just like, I'm so grateful for that. But also I'm like, I'm sorry that this is the coolest thing you've done.
But I feel like we open up our entire lives to people.
We really do.
And it's something that like people can connect with. And whether we go crazy or we have like a quote unquote good season where we haven't lost our minds all that much.
Yeah.
It's like people can relate to that shit.
Totally.
You know, and it's things when people are like, ah, the way you acted. It's like, bitch, we've all reacted that way.
Yeah.
The difference is yours isn't shown.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're welcome that you can not only relate to me, but like be entertained by my shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
I
did
like
that.
What you did there. Okay. I'm going to Andy Cohen switch gears here.
Okay. Switch the gears, baby.
Let's talk wedding.
Okay.
Because I overheard you at Tom Tom the other night talking a little bit with Brittany about some stuff. But what can you tell us?
I can tell you that it's in Newport Beach.
Yes.
On April 18th.
Love that.
We originally wanted Miami because Rand's from there. And I was like, the weather here is so volatile. Like, I'm not going to have my guests out here either sweating their asses off.
Yeah.
Or be drenched from rain.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck it. Listen to this. I was like crying one day and I was like, why can't we just be normal, Rand? Like, why can't we just have a small wedding in like the south of France or Italy? And he's like, did you really just say that? So then that was like on my radar. And then my dad will not be there. And I was like, I have no connection to Italy or the south of France.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Totally.
And my dad has loved Newport since the time I was a little kid. His favorite vacation spot. That was where he was the most zen.
I love that.
And I was like, you know what? This feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, and we had to compromise as far as the guest list because I wanted like 50 people and Rand wanted 500.
Did you split the difference?
Well, hardly. I think we're at like 250 right now.
Okay.
Which, whatever. Because Rand has never had a wedding before.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's going to be the first wedding for both of us. So I'm like, you know what?
If I were the only wedding,
it'll be the first and only wedding for both of us.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, you know what? I know if I had a small wedding, I'm going to look back and be like, why didn't on my wedding day, why didn't I just blow it out the ass? You know?
Yeah. We had 300 at mine.
See?
Okay.
Huge. So that's like normal.
Yeah.
To have like a lot of people.
I mean, I think so. Like we both have big families. And we both, like, the good thing about Shay and I was we pretty much shared friends because we've been friends since we were 15. So it was, like, that helped. But his mom is one of 12.
Oh, shit.
And then, like, 52 cousins. And so it was just, like, and then between my extended family and my mom and my dad, it was just, like, we couldn't have under 300. It was, like, a struggle to get it down to 300.
See, that's crazy. So that part for me, I have a very small family, aunts and uncles. I don't speak to cousins I don't have.
Yeah.
So it's like my mom and my brothers. And with Rand, it's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a bunch of us fun friends.
Yeah, it's just my fun friends.
Hell yeah.
I know.
Are you going to do band and DJ?
I'm going to do both.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a pretty epic DJ because you know Rand. He doesn't want just like DJ James Kennedy, even right. though I would die because I think James is so talented.
Yeah.
But he wants like a Steve Aoki or, you know, someone of like course. That. I was like, well, don't bring in a cooler person than like us. Then no one's gonna give a shit that we got married.
Do you know who's gonna marry you yet?
I haven't decided that yet, and with everything that Jax and Britt went through,
yeah,
I will not be telling who's going to officiate.
That's smart.
I'm trying to keep that under wraps. Mm-hmm. But we don't even have anyone yet.
Gotcha.
But I do know, it was so funny, I met with my wedding planner, and I have this like Jesus pouch that mm-hmm. I keep my money in because it's been really great luck.
Yeah.
And we're talking about like, because Randall's Jewish, I'm just spiritual, I have no religion. And so I told her, no religion. I don't want that to be involved in this wedding.
Right.
As my Jesus pouch is sitting out on the counter. She was like, you're giving me mixed signals, law. Which way are we going here?
That's funny. Oh my God. I cannot wait for this wedding.
I know that we're going to have, so we'll have like the ceremony, then the reception.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to have like an epic nightclub pop-up that'll be on property.
Sick.
So that's going to be fucking lit.
Love that.
Yeah. And then you'll be there, so you'll get to see all the surprises.
I know. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
It's going to be a good
day. It's going to come up so quick.
I know. I can't talk about that because I haven't. My wedding planner has been like, we need to get on the phone. We need to get on the phone.
But the thing is, I mean, you could plan a wedding in a couple months.
You can, easily. Right?
Easily. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like the biggest things are, you know, the venue.
Got that.
Guest count.
Don't have that fully.
But it's like once you, I mean, but you have a venue, so you know it can fit 50 or it can fit 500.
Okay.
So it's like that's important that at least you know like that. And then just getting, I mean, Jax and Brittany didn't even send out save the dates. They were supposed to and then they never did. But I mean, other than like sending out a save the date just so people know, because if
I feel like we have to have save the dates because a lot of people in Randall's industry, like they get booked out, you know, 2-3 years in advance.
And people are going to be flying in and traveling. So it's like, you know, just like getting that out. But it's like everything else falls into place so easily.
Right.
It's just like, you know, you have your, if the venue comes with like the caterer and all of that, it's like, that's easy. It's like,
totally.
It's just, it seems like it's so much. But then once you get like the venue is the most important thing. And once you have that locked down, everything else just falls into place.
Yeah. And I haven't been like dreaming of my wedding day since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So like, I don't really even know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't feel like I'll be disappointed in anything or feel like something's gone wrong because it's like I don't even know what I'm wanting.
I never knew what I wanted until I watched the first ABC Bachelorette wedding.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear, Trista and Ryan.
You love the Bachelor, Bachelorette.
I'm obsessed. And when I saw her wedding, I was like, that's what I want one day. And
was it super fairy tale?
It was very, very fairy tale, like just white and pink flowers. And it just, it was basically like my wedding.
Yeah.
I just like, I wanted to recreate that.
And your wedding was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good party. It was fun. Very expensive party.
Do you still talk to Shay?
I do.
I think you guys should get remarried.
No. That's not going to happen.
Really?
No. There's just too much trust that was broken, and it would just never be the same.
Okay.
And also, here's another reason why.
That dream.
So we've hung out a couple times. We talk on a regular basis. Last week, I thought we were actually the day my best friend Brooke was coming over to my parents' house. It was just Brooke and Janet, my sister, and her best friend.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to really like make some headway with Shay and invite him over because he hasn't seen my parents since we got divorced.
Oh, wow.
And he was like all about it. I was like, my dad would love to see you. I'm like, it's not going to be a lot of people. I was like, bring your friends, bring your nephews, like anyone you want. Like, we're going to barbecue. And I was like, I know it would mean a lot to my dad. Like, that was like his son, like the son he never had. And like, they were so close. And then Shay just was gone and never talked again. And like, they still follow each other on Instagram. So like, my dad will still like see his stuff and he misses him.
Yeah.
And so we have plans for him to come over. And then that day my mom was like, do you actually think? And I was like, yeah, I talked to him a couple hours ago. And he's like, what time should I come? And I was like, around like 2:30, I get a text. Hey, I'm so sorry to do. And I'm like, I saw this coming. I didn't want to believe it, but I was like, and he goes, I'm so sorry to do this, but I got a call and I have to go in for a work meeting in Orange County. I was really looking forward to seeing your dad. Maybe if you guys are still hanging out later, I can come by.
Okay.
left his ass on red for like a half hour, thought about it because I wanted to just go off.
Right.
And then like a half hour later, I was just like, well, that sucks that you have to work. I'm like, my dad was really excited to see you. I know he's going to be disappointed. I go, but can you just be honest with me? Are you just nervous to come over?
And what did he say?
I haven't heard from him. Literally. And it's just like, that's when I'm like, it's like I give him an inch and then it's just like.
Your parents are two people that I adore so much.
Yeah.
I love your parents. Like, I would never, even when you and I had like rocky times.
Yeah.
I never felt uncomfortable around your mom or your dad.
No, they're the most welcoming people. And like,
yes.
And like, I guess Shay still has my mom blocked on Instagram and she's like, what did I ever do? Like, she was just looking out for me. And when she saw signs, like, I mean, Shay and I's relationship was starting to ruin my mom and I's because I'm like, mom, it's none of your business. Like, stay out of it. But it was like, she was seeing
She's
things.
Watching her baby. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
she
get
saw
it.
Things from the outside that I couldn't see because I was too close to it.
Right.
So it was like all of these things that like I didn't notice and she was just looking out for me. But then, you know, he felt like defensive and like needed to like block her so she couldn't see anything he was doing. And I'm just like, look, it's been a few years, dude. Like, let's just like hang out. Like if we're ever going to really be friends again, or let's say, who knows, 5 years down the road, if we're ever gonna be anything again, even just friends.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be cool with my parents.
Totally.
And I was so excited that like, and I even told him, I go, dude, I was like, Brooke's coming over today. I was like, I haven't seen her since we were married.
Yeah.
Like she was my maid of honor.
Oh, so they know each other.
Yeah, they were like really good friends since like we were younger. Like since like, I mean like after high school, because like I've known Shay since, I've known him as long as I've known Brooke. And so I was like, dude, I was like, I'm so excited. I was like, Brooke's coming over. I haven't seen her since literally before we got divorced. And he was just like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, I'm so excited. And then just like.
Ghosted.
Yeah. And I still haven't heard from him. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to reach out. Like.
Unreliable.
It just. And that's. I'm like, and this is why we're not together anymore. Reason right. number 782. So. Okay. So I want to talk a little about what you have going on right now, because we're both working with Sean Tarrow.
Yes.
Which thank you for him. I love him. He sent me my video last night.
I can't wait to see
it. Oh my God. It's so.
You're happy
lit.
With it?
I love it. There's okay, a couple good. Things, like a couple of the choreography moves that aren't in it that I kind of want to add.
Okay.
But if maybe one of us was off, then like I don't. Then if he left it out, he left it out for a reason.
Right.
But I want. I've only
but
watched it on my
phone. But it's
phone.
Also your video.
Exactly.
And there's many times where I'll talk to Sean too about my concerns.
Yeah.
And then if he feels strongly about it not being.
Yeah,
in it,
he'll say it.
He'll say it. And if I feel strongly about it being in it,
yeah.
then, you know, you make it happen.
Yeah, because I mean, I haven't even seen playback of that. But I'm like, right. I remember there was this one move I did where I'm like on the floor and I like it was like ass up and I kind of like crawled towards the camera. And I'm
yeah.
like, wait, that shot wasn't in there. And like I did that one like 15
asked,
times.
Ask to see the footage.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
And like I've only watched it on my phone twice.
Yeah.
And once was last night at a loud bar. I couldn't even hear it. And then I watched it again this morning. But I'm like, I want to watch it on like my TV screen and kind of like nitpick it a little.
Totally.
But okay, so tell me what you guys are working on right now.
So James and I are back in the studio.
I love that.
Yes. We just finished our song Riding With Me.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you played at Tom Tom, right?
We played it at Tom Tom.
Yes.
It's so fucking poppin'.
I love it.
James did the entire beat, so he's definitely like a heavy hand in the producing
yeah.
aspect. And then I wrote my own little, I like to write my own stuff
because
I feel like it just resonates with me
yeah.
more. Like I can get into it.
Yeah.
If what I'm saying is what I believe,
mm-hmm.
you know, like what's more Lala than fat asses being bounced on her?
I mean, yeah. What's more Sheena than talking about sex?
Right. You get it.
One of the lines in my song is says, give me good dick, but no affection. I'm like, I just want to get laid. I'm not trying to fall in love right
you
now.
You do just want to get laid.
You
but
know?
You do love a good cuddle session.
I do. But, you know, I am fortunate enough to get laid and cuddle after.
Right? See?
And
winning.
Morning sex. Girl, I forgot how amazing that was.
You're my little nympho.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So we have that. And then my little brother, Easton, is, mm-hmm. I call him a rapper. He says, I'm not a rapper. I'm a songwriter and it's more poetic. And I said, okay,
okay.
whatever you'd like to label it,
yeah.
you little artistic mind. And he wrote a song shortly after my dad passed away. And it's, you know, his take on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm featured on that. But we also did another song, which is pretty much the same song, I guess, but it's a more feminine version.
Okay.
So we'll release both of those. Sean 2 helped with both of those. Yeah. The one Easton did is produced by this guy named Rush D.
Uh-huh.
So those two will be coming out. And then, you know, we're just working on movies.
I love that.
Yeah. We have Access Sally with Al Pacino.
Okay. That's the one you were doing down in where
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's about this woman who, she basically teamed up with the Nazis. And so the United States was charging her and trying to get her hung with propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And I play a defense attorney.
That look was so dope because it's like, that is literally a character. Like you are like, you're so in it.
I was the furthest thing from my truest form.
Yeah.
And it was really crazy because after I finished, Al was like, wow, you're really good. Because all my scenes were with Al Pacino. So let me give you the backstory on how this
happened.
Rand tells me that they're doing this movie, Access Sally. I said, I need to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's only one part left. The only problem is it's playing opposite Al Pacino. And I said, that's not a problem.
Why is that a problem? Yeah.
That's not a problem. He meant it's a problem, like, I will have to get approved through Al Pacino, the directors, writers, you know, the studio. And so I said, just give me the script. I'm going to go work on it. I'm going to work on my sides and I'll audition. And you can tell me if this works for you. And it worked. So right after my scene with him, he was like, wow, you're really good. And I was like, thank you so much. Like coming from you, that means a lot.
Yeah.
Because you just think people are like trying to be nice.
Right.
And he like grabs my arm and he's like, no, you are really, really good. And right then I was like, this is one of those moments I'm going to remember for my whole life.
Forever.
Yeah. But see, then I'm the type of person where when Rand reminds me of that moment, I'm like, okay, but that happened already. What's the next?
Yeah.
I'm needing a new project for someone to tell me I did good at.
Right.
Yes.
So do you have anything else you're working on right now or waiting for that to come out?
There's a new TV show that is coming out that will be released on Deadline.
Okay.
The cast.
Uh-huh.
It's a series. Nice. I'm very excited about it. This could be something that I think could change the direction of, you know, my wants and my dreams. Because I moved out to LA to be an actress.
Yeah.
And then when I went into an audition for Target, there was something new on the sign-in sheet, which was how many followers do you have on Instagram and Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a Twitter. I had 500 followers on Instagram.
That's a thing now.
Yeah. So I left the audition and literally the next day is when Vanderpump Rules came to my front
door.
No way. Yes. And I said, and I was like, fuck this. Clearly Hollywood has changed in many ways.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my name out there and my talent will come second. I'll get to prove that once I, you know, have my name out there. And so I'm slowly but surely, you know, we both know that when you're in that box, if you're a reality person,
right,
people forget like this person is showing their lives, but that doesn't mean they are not a talented human
exactly.
being.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have to work a little bit harder, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I get bored quickly.
Yeah. And you're talented. So it's
thank
like,
you, babe.
You know, I mean, I've been opposite orgasming with you in an acting class. It was fantastic.
Dude, you were so good. I said it. I was like, she needs an Oscar for that shit.
No, but if, I mean, it just and The Row, like literally, I'm like, I'm not just saying this because I'm your friend, but like you were the best part of that movie.
Thank you. I felt like that movie was obviously on a very small budget.
But it was a full movie. It wasn't a short film. It was a full movie and you were the lead. It was amazing.
And that's what it was like. Okay, I'm the lead of this. And if there's anything that I take from this, it's that I'm happy with my performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even if any movie or, you know, TV show I do is not exactly what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I have to feel comfortable with what I did on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
girl.
You killed it. Is
Thanks,
there
going to
be
babe.
A row too?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm open to it.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
I
mean,
that
was probably one of the funnest sets I've been on.
Yeah.
You're around people that are like wanting to make a great movie and then just around like hot, talented chicks.
Yeah.
Best thing ever.
Totally.
Yeah, I love
it. I loved it.
Thanks, babe.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to see the Al Pacino movie.
That one's going to be good.
Yeah. Do you know when it's coming out?
I'm very excited. They said September.
Okay. Oh, that's soon.
That's soon.
That's really soon.
Yes.
Love that for
you.
I
know. I'm excited.
Oh, my God.
You'll be invited to the premiere.
Yeah, I better be.
Obviously.
Oh, my God. So exciting.
Thank you, baby.
So you've had, I mean, so much success already. I can't wait to see like this new TV series and everything else that you have coming up.
Thanks, boo.
But also, I just want to say I'm so proud of you. I mean, you're going on almost a year sober now.
Yeah, I'm 2 months shy.
That's amazing.
A year of sobriety.
That's an incredible accomplishment.
Thank you.
Especially being in this industry and around this group of fucked up people. Yeah. Like, I'm sure it isn't easy, you know?
You want to know what's so crazy? Is the day that I woke up and was like, I'm identifying as an alcoholic and I'm reaching out and getting help. I'm not living another second mm-hmm. of this life. There have been very few moments that I've been like, I'm going to pick up a drink today.
Yeah.
It's just like I remember my life being so unmanageable mm-hmm. and just volatile. So many moments of my life that I decided to drink. I was like, I'm not, you know, even though that glass of rosé looks amazing, I know that I can't just have that glass of rosé. Right. I could have two or three bottles of it. And then it all goes bad.
Yeah.
So it's just like in my mind that that's not happening. And on days that I do feel like, wow, my mouth is watering for the rosé. You know, I hit an AA meeting. Mm-hmm. Maybe five.
Yeah. That's amazing, though.
Thank you, babe.
And I feel like for me, like I did have people who struggled with addiction and alcoholism in my family, but I was never so close to it until I was married to someone struggling with the same thing. And I felt so ignorant and uneducated when I just like couldn't understand. I'm like, but Shay, like, why can't you just have like one glass of wine like I can? Right. Like, why can't you just drink to get buzzed? Like, don't get drunk. Like, I literally said that on the show, and when I watched it back, I fucking cringed because I'm like, obviously, like, it's not me. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I could just have one drink and be totally fine.
Right.
But it's like I didn't understand until it literally hit so close to home how someone who is an alcoholic, I mean, it really is a disease, and it's something that you can't just stop at one.
No. And that was the thing, is before I got sober, I did this whole thing where I'm not going to drink hard alcohol. I'm only going to allow myself a 2-drink maximum. And nothing was working.
Yeah.
It was always me waking up being like, another fucking night that I decided to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best day of my whole life. Identifying as an alcoholic in that moment, I felt like this elephant lifted off of my chest. I saw light and it was like, oh my God, like the fact that I have the power to never live this way.
Yeah.
Is like, oh my God, I feel liberated.
Yeah, that takes a really strong person to do that. I'm just very proud of you.
Thank you, Shishi.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too. Do you think this is, I mean, other than the music that you and James are working on again, do you think that both of you now being sober, going to AA meetings is something that's helped you rebuild your friendship?
I try to keep my sobriety separate from mm-hmm. other people's journey through, you know, their substance abuse.
Yeah.
But I like the thought of me inspiring him to stay sober.
Yeah.
Because I think he thrives when he's in a clear state of mind.
Totally.
Yeah. And, you know, the other day I played our new song with Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And Logan could not believe that that was James. He was like, he sounds so good and like crisp. And I'm like, that's insane that like even that you can tell that he hasn't been drinking. I'm very proud of him because he told me when I asked him, he said it's only been, I think at the time it had only been like 17 days.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't understand is when you have a drinking problem, that's a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And you should be damn proud of every single day that you go without a cocktail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And I love you.
I love you. Thank you for acknowledging my sobriety, girl.
Of course. It's something that I think a lot of people don't talk about, you know, and that's one of the great things about our show is we are putting our lives out there for entertainment, but we're also dealing with real life issues and struggles. And as ignorant as I was 4 seasons ago when I was talking about that with Shay, it also brought so much awareness to it and it educated myself.
Right.
And I understood so much more about it. And I mean, I would never.
Sorry.
It's okay.
No.
Lily. Like, I would never leave someone for them having a problem, a disease. Like that wasn't what ended our marriage. It was just the lies and hiding and all of the that trust. Stuff. But it was like, once I realized like, oh my God, like this isn't just a drinking problem.
Right.
Like it's so much more serious than that.
Right.
It made me just want to fight for our relationship and for him that much more, because I wanted to help him. And you know, I mean, I did as much as I could, but he had to want to help himself.
Yeah. People that try to get other people sober, you're going to fail every mm-hmm. time. I can think of a million and one times that Rand like really tried to express concern.
Yeah.
And that just made me furious. I'm like, how dare you fucking come in the way of my good time?
Right.
I had to come to that realization on my own.
What was the moment that you knew like I can never drink again?
It was a Friday and Rand and I met with a therapist. Actually, she was a psychiatrist, someone that like can prescribe you medication, because I was thinking I was just really suffering. I've always had anxiety and depression, but I'm like, this is taking over my life. And so we're talking to her and she asks Randall to leave the room. And she said, I want to dig into this. And at the end of it, she said, I want you to take this number down. And I said, are you asking me to be a sober person? Because if you are, that's going to be a problem. I'm not interested in that. And she said, I'm not asking you to do anything. Just take this number down in case you ever need it.
Mm-hmm.
We left for Disney World and it was a family vacation. My nieces and nephews, Rand's kids. And I literally didn't even participate in any of the family outings during the day because I was too worried about where the bar was. I was drunk from morning until night. Keep in mind, my drinking got very bad when my dad died.
Yeah.
So this was just a few months after he had passed away. Mm-hmm. I was shit-faced. I remember getting onto the jet. All I was concerned about was, where is the bottle of Hennessy that I just bought? I was face-chugging it out of the bottle. It was a Sunday, and that Monday I woke up and said, fuck this.
Yeah.
Not happening ever again.
Good. Good for you.
And it's crazy because what people don't know, which I've spoken about on the show, but I'll give you the little tea right now,
mm-hmm.
is that Monday morning I had a meeting at Randall's office, and I had already come up with my plan. I used the number that the therapist gave me, who still to this day, almost a year later, is my sober coach. And I had no idea, but when I walked into his office and told him my, you know, realization, he told me, you know, after I was more stable in my sobriety, that he had a full letter written to me basically saying that he can't do this anymore until I get sober.
Yeah.
So the universe was just
so crazy
on my side.
He told me that story recently when I was in Vegas and you couldn't make it. And he was so sweet to put Janet and I up in y'all's amazing suite at the Palms. But we sat down for like an hour before his poker game and we were just talking and he was telling me that story. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I had no idea that it was that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you did a great job hiding it because none of us knew.
No one knew. And even now, like, people will ask me, like, Law, you don't have a problem. And it's like, I love that now in my mind, it's like, oh, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Because before, when I would say, like, I feel like I need to take a break from drinking. I feel like I have a problem, maybe. And people would be like, you don't have a problem. Here's a drink. And it's like, you're right. I don't have a problem. Like, I'm fun. No. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, there's nothing in the world that you could offer me to make me pick up a drink.
Yeah. Good. And smoke that CBD pen I gave you.
Oh, we got the CBD pen on lock.
Yes.
Yes. Love Thank you for too. That, boo.
You're welcome.
Shout out to Koi for my CBD
Hell
pen.
Oh yeah. Go Koi. Well, thanks for doing this. I'm so glad we finally sat down and did this.
It's crazy that I get to bump gums with you and like you're working, but I just feel like you're talking shit.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about doing this. I'm like, I mean, it is a job, but it's so much fun.
It's so fun.
And now that I go mobile, like I can do it from anywhere.
I'm really grateful that you came to me
today. No, I was happy to come.
So thanks for having me, Shenanigans.
Yeah, thanks. And before I go, if you guys want a podcast or got a podcast, then check out Launchpad DM powered by Podcast One. Launchpad DM is a totally free platform and service for anyone who wants to podcast, offering unlimited hosting and access to a dashboard with all of your show's analytics, your own, and control everything, including subscribers. And it's a great discovery tool to help people find your podcast. You may even get invited to join the official Podcast One roster with even more perks like access to producers, marketers, sales teams, and more. So sign up today at launchpaddm.com. And Miss Lala can't tell everyone where they can find you and buy your makeup.
You can find me on the gram. My handle is Lala Kent, and you can get your Give Them Lala beauty goods at www.givethemlala.co.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for doing this. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy, I'ma make you mine. Yeah. Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me